coming for you now, sir.
Yeah.
Go ahead, sir.
Just a note to the whoever worked on that Legion speech to take the Truman quote. Don't need to put all of it in, but take the Truman quote. It can be used high up wherever I speak
right.
about the VFW being always, I mean, the Legion always putting Americans, America above party or some damn thing. I mean, just put that in and don't slam anybody else, but just say that it is
yeah.
a great bipartisan tradition. I appreciate the support that I have had from the American Legion. I mean, from the American Legion.
Yeah.
As Harry Truman said, did it or something like that.
Okay.
But don't put it in the business of the briefings and so forth. But just you see
right.
what I mean?
Sure.
Just a nugget.
Sure.
So that we can, I think it'll be the good way to quote it. Okay.
Yeah. Let me ask you. I was just talking to Colson.
yeah.
And their argument on the Ziegler thing is there is a point here that you have in this Salinger business of talking with the North Vietnamese a real problem in foreign policy and negotiations.
Yeah.
And his concern in Haig's and Ron's, I guess, I haven't gotten Ron yet, but I'm going to talk to him right now, is that if Ron says no comment today
yeah.
when he's asked about the
I get the point.
Thing,
yeah, then it'll look as if something's going on.
Well, it also, or that we're trying to treat it as insignificant, and thus it stops us from later saying that it was a serious mistake.
Yeah.
And the thought here that they urge is that Ron say, this is a very serious matter.
Yeah.
Whenever an individual, or this situation
when there are negotiations going on of great sensitivity and of great importance, without indicating, I mean, I'm not going to indicate how they're going, I'm not going to raise all that, but when they are going on, when serious negotiations are going on, for an individual outside of government to insert himself into this matter can only be said to be detrimental. Have you got a better word?
Is a very serious matter, and it's something that I'm not going to comment on further, but it could have very serious repercussions.
Yeah. Well, why don't you say that there? Yeah, because gentlemen, as you gentlemen know, without raising false hopes, we have announced, I mean, you know that that serious negotiations, serious talks have been taking place. Right?
Yep.
And you see if they can say, see if Haig will agree to that. See, serious talks have been taking place, both in Paris, Dr. Kissinger is now in Hanoi. Now, I don't raise any hopes of that. But that we have to recognize is that because the enemy might misinterpret. Why don't you put that in? Misinterpret the. I think if he just says it's serious, I don't sure that that's going to. If you're going to say it, he's going to be driven off that to say, well, why is it serious?
Well, his point was to say simply that because of the possibility of very serious repercussions in the U.S. negotiating position and so forth, that I am not going to say anything more about it mm-hmm. at this point. But
all right.
The position that they want to end up in is that we don't appear to dismiss it lightly,
yes.
that we are worried about it, but that we won't say anything.
Be sure you indicate the worry a little bit.
And to lay the foundation
yeah.
for a subsequent attack
yeah.
on it.
But you got to lay the... No, okay. Get this away from the, as again, be sure you talk to Haig about it, rather than, this is not a Colson operation.
Right.
You've got to get him out of this sort of thing.
Right.
I mean, his judgment with regard to how to follow it up is one thing.
Right.
This is a foreign policy judgment of the highest importance.
Okay.
Unfortunately, we don't have Henry here, but Haig is Haig's judgment.
Yeah. I'll get Alan Ron on right now.
Alan Ron. And I'd say, now look, why do we say, well, because ongoing discussions are going on. I mean, because discussions are going on at the highest levels, or something like that. Very serious. This intervention by someone outside of discussions, outside, has very serious could have very serious repercussions. I'm not gonna comment further on it now. Something like that. I think they got to say. Anyway, but whatever they want is fine.
Okay.
They'll work it out. But be sure you do it not with
right.
Colson. I'm going to get his judgment, but it's a Haig.
Right.
that Ziegler decision, and particularly Haig.
Okay.
I don't care for it. It is true. You've got to set it up. I guess he just can't no comment it. Because it is. It's a hell of a thing.
Well, it is.
Of course, the point is, I really feel somebody else should take it on.
Well, they will.
Probably are. Because it's the guy, and the editorials and so forth. Jesus Christ,
we'll,
you ought to
we'll,
bang the
yeah,
shit out.
We'll move that. We'll move the Congress. We'll move the Logan Act violations and all that stuff. But the point is, the urgent question is, what's serious, Bob,
because he did it. It's serious because of what is going on.
Yeah,
you got
right.
the point?
Yes.
And I think that that is the point, that remind them that Kissinger is there.
Right.
We're conducting negotiations. Then to have this outside intervention could seriously jeopardize any possibility of progress in the negotiations. I put it that way.
That sets us up to blame them if it does, too.
But that's what I mean. Could seriously jeopardize. I would have to say that it could seriously jeopardize because of the situation. I'm not claiming there is progress or that there will be, but I am saying that discussions are taking place, and I won't go beyond that. But intervention of this site outside, to lob one in like this, is without at a time when the presidential nominee has declined to be briefed. Why don't you throw that in?
Okay.
Could seriously jeopardize. And I won't have anything more to say.
Okay.
Set it up that I'd like that perhaps is better than the rest. Okay.
Right.